A driving range is where people go to practice golf, but for some folks, it's like a second home. Stephanie Maruta sent us this audio postcard from a driving range in Philadelphia's Fairmont Park.
Bernard Mamasso orders the double bubble. That's a 5-gallon bucket, half full of golf balls for $10. Quite a bargain. But this driving range has seen better days. It has a view of boarded up homes across the street, and you can see where robbers have broken into the range office. Junkies, according to the management. But all that doesn't matter to Mamasso. He's a devoted customer.
The people, the atmosphere, it's like a barbershop, basically. They have so much knowledge about golf. You come in here, you swing your golf club, they see faults, walk by, fix it for you for free. That's a treasure. I come, spend time, you know, be here all day, hit balls, talk with these people. It's very comfortable being here.
The driving range was once the home of the Long Knockers Golf Club. Mainly African American, the club had 37 members at its peak in the 1980s. The men practiced at the range and competed in weekend tournaments.
Long Knockers are down to 4 right now. All of them passed away.
83-year-old Jimmy Drayton lives in a senior citizen home but spends every day at the driving range, except Sunday. He says all he has left is to pass on his knowledge about golf and teach anybody for free. That is, as long as they're willing to listen to an old man.
While I got this other few years to live, I'm going to enjoy it. I'm not going to sit there and cry because I'm getting old. No. Can't do that. Life is too good.
72-year-old driving range manager Henry Stone is also one of the last surviving Long Knockers. He shares Drayton's same zeal for golf and indulges his customers with free tips in between chores around the range.
It's all right. All arms. Tear it into it. And don't get ahead of it. Stay behind it.
We have all the glimmer and glamour when the people walk in. That's your glamour and your glitter. To see somebody hit a ball for the first time, you know, see it going in the air.
But even old pros like Jimmy Drayton, once a 3 handicap, light up when they see that ball fly through the air.
You know, for an old man, I hit it pretty good out there. I can probably hit this a little further after I get warmed up.
The days of the Long Knockers are numbered. The driving range is now under new management, and posters are up showing plans for renovations. But Henry Stone says he's been asked to stay on and will do so as long as he can. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Maridas in Philadelphia.
This is NPR News.